Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
And AM 630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. A 25-year-old NSA contractor has been arrested on charges that she leaked a classified document to an online news outlet. The accused leaker's name, Reality Winner.
The document Winner is accused of illegally leaking is the same one at the center of an article published by The Intercept that details attempted cyber hacks by Russian military intelligence into voting systems in the U.S. just days before the presidential election last year. And while there's no evidence that any votes were affected by this hack, the classified document does provide new details into the mechanics of how the Russians tried to target voting software, a voting software supplier, and trick election officials in the U.S.
Correspondent Laura Jarrett. The Kremlin, meanwhile, this morning is denying claims in that NSA report that Russian hackers targeted at least one U.S. voting software system before last year's presidential election. Montgomery County police are looking for suspects in the shooting deaths of two people in Montgomery Village late last night. The names of the victims have not yet been released. It happened on Gallery Court, police say, around 10:45 last night. The two victims were found in a car parked on the street. Lawsuits are still pending over how D.C. police handled protests on Inauguration Day, but now another independent city agency may be getting involved in reviewing how the police responded that day.
The Office of Police Complaints finished a preliminary report, which had some troubling conclusions, according to its director, Mike Tobin.
We observed arrests that were being made outside normal policies and procedures.
Same with pepper spray use, he says. Tobin says that warrants a more in-depth investigation.
It's going to require more assets and more resources than our office normally has.
Which is why the D.C. Council is allocating $150,000 for the review, contingent on a final budget vote next week.
The purpose of this report is to help the Metropolitan Police Department do its job better.
Some of those arrested have since claimed in lawsuits they weren't involved in the protests at all. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Could President Trump's tweets be complicating the legal fight over his executive order on immigration?
The president's statements can still be used against him.
CNN legal analyst Laura Coates addressing legal challenges that President Trump's own words may have created for his executive order on immigration. The stalled order seeks to temporarily restrict travel to the U.S. from several Muslim-majority nations. Administration officials have for months insisted that it is not a travel ban. But after the White House communications staff tried to reinforce that message Tuesday, Trump doubled down on his preferred verbiage, tweeting, quote, "That's right, we need a travel ban for certain dangerous countries, not some politically correct term that won't help us protect our people." I'm Reed Binion.
More testimonies coming today in the Bill Cosby sexual assault trial.
Testimony on the first day was dominated by an agency employee who claims Cosby forced her to swallow a pill after he invited her to his bungalow at the Bel Air Hotel in Los Angeles in 1996. Attorney Gloria Allred represents several of Cosby's accusers.
The next thing she knows, she woke up in his bed.
In the opening arguments, the prosecutor said this case is about trust, betrayal, and the inability to consent. The defense painted accuser Andrea Constand as a liar motivated by greed. Steve Kastenbaum in Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,184. The Nasdaq at 62,96. Sports: the Nationals get a road win in L.A. The O's had the night off. They play the Pirates at home tonight. Stanley Cup Finals: Nashville takes Game 4. WNBA: the Mystics visit Dallas tonight. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current, anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. In breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now, anywhere you download.
When visiting Cabinet Discounters Kitchen and Bath Showroom for the first time, many people say, "Wow, I didn't know you offered so many different products." Some are surprised by the high quality of our products, and yet others didn't realize we actually manufacture granite and quartz countertops in our own local plant. I'm Elaine Mick, inviting you to visit one of our seven showrooms. Come on in or check out our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, and read some of the testimonials from our customers. Whether you need a major kitchen or bath remodel or just a new countertop or vanity, a free consultation with a Cabinet Discounters experienced designer will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality, great price.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes and light engine repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, into town, of course, at this time of the morning in the height of the rush hour. It's going to be jammed over the 14th Street Bridge, 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway. But now a couple of problems on 295 southbound for the crash. Southbound DC 295 at Benning Road. And also on 50 as you're coming inbound. I had a crash reported before you get to the split from New York Kenilworth Avenue. Maryland, the Beltway, that's been a tough go, and the struggle here on the inner loop now is going to be focused between Old Georgetown Road and Connecticut Avenue. That had been a continuous backup to the crash at University Boulevard, but now broken up. It looks like for a new crash along the way. So everyone just keep alert there. I know it's tough. We're in that sun glare heading around those curves on the top side from 95 to Georgia Avenue. We're bunched up. 301 in Bowie, that's been a trouble spot with the tractor-trailer crash. Northbound 301 at Mitchellville Road, that's north of 214 Central Avenue. 395 off of the Beltway, off and onto the 14th Street Bridge, slowing the crash at Duke Street cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Four chances of just a few showers here as upper-level low pressure spins to our north and northwesterly breeze, fairly light. And a few clouds this morning, clouds and sun this afternoon. Anytime it could pop a shower, 78. Occasional showers 60 tonight, a few showers early tomorrow, then cloudy 68 once again. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Woodbridge, 62 in Olney, 67 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. U.S.-backed troops have launched a new bid to take back Raqqa from ISIS. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Hey, good morning. 8:07 now on WMAL. Stay tuned because you're going to want to hear from Larry Kudlow, who's joining us at 8:35 this morning. Always nice to have Larry stop by. And he's going to join us very shortly. Vince Colonnay is here with Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
And good morning. And joining us right now is Juliet Hisney. She is a private practice lawyer in Arlington, Virginia. And she's here to talk about something that's going on in Arlington schools. Juliet Hisney, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. So we wanted to talk to you about something that's going on in the Arlington County School District where, and it seems to be controversial, where they're using drug-sniffing dogs to check the kids' lockers after classes at the high school and because of growing concerns over drug use and substance abuse among kids. And we know there's a huge opioid problem in growing across this whole country, but drugs in general, and they're using drug-sniffing dogs. And there are some parents who are against this. Now, for clarification, do you have any children in the Arlington County School District in the high school?
I do. They have announced that this drug sniffing policy is going into all the secondary schools, which includes middle schools, and I do have a middle schooler in Arlington Public Schools.
Okay, now you're against this, and Vince and I are very puzzled as to how a parent could be against this.
Well, I'm happy to answer that. I think that you have to start from the principle of our children do have rights. Children are people, too. So they do have Fourth Amendment rights against unreasonable searches and seizures, and they also have rights against self-incrimination. And I guess the question that comes up for me is, why is this being done? Is it diverting resources from the police for other things, and is it an effective way of taking of addressing the issue.
It's interesting that the first thing you said is that children have rights, and I guess that's a difference from when I grew up versus when these kids are growing up, because when they would search them during class when I was in high school. They searched them during class, and you'd be sitting in class, and you just hear the slamming and opening and slamming of lockers, and you knew that they were doing a drug check with the dogs. But we were told when, I remember, very righteous students complained that, you know, we have rights, and the students were told, well, the taxpayers own those lockers. You don't. You're courtesy of the taxpayers. You're allowed to put things in those lockers, but the taxpayers own those lockers. So back to class with you. And our parents were like, yeah, they're right. Our parents were very grateful to have it because they wanted to know if their kids had drugs in their, you know, doing drugs or had them on the school property.
I think that things have changed since we were children, to be perfectly frank with you. The stakes are a lot higher than they used to be. You know, the criminal law has expanded greatly. And the criminal law has changed with regard to the youth and the children in this country. In Virginia, which is the cradle of American democracy, we have the Declaration of Rights, which the Bill of Rights was modeled after. And, you know, children now who are 14 years and older can be transferred for adult prosecution and go into adult prisons. They also can lose their right to bear arms, at least for a period of time, with felony convictions. And, you know, there are different processes, but one thing we are not subject to as adults is searches in our places of business and searches in our homes, unless there is some kind of reasonable suspicion that gives rise to that search.
Well, I know several businesses I've worked in, I let them know, if I'm on your property, you could look at my stuff that's in your desk that you own. And if my car was parked on their property, I had to give them the right if they chose to search my car.
Okay, but even in like public facilities, if you're going to walk through TSA, you have a dog sniffing at your bag if you're using a public airport. But when you're in a school, this is interesting to me for a number of reasons, but one is that it seems to be the most gentle way to enter into scanning the students for drugs at all, which is to say, my understanding, you correct me if I'm wrong, is that the proposal here, the plan here, is to bring dogs into the schools after hours. The students are gone. They're literally bringing police dogs into a publicly owned building to walk the dogs through, take a sniff test of everything, and leave. That's hardly a police state, right?
Well, what I would say is I take a different approach. I think it's the least effective way, because the likelihood is that they're not going to find much of anything. And if they do find things and the dogs do alert, which I understand there's a lot of false positives, by the way, relating to these dogs, then you have a situation where there's going to be an expense associated with testing. And then you have the question of whether or not that actually belonged to the student. I'm getting feedback from parents that kids are using other people's lockers. You know, people, more than one person may have access to lockers. I'm not sure that this is effective in any way that you can come up with, to tell you the truth.
So why are parents, I'm curious why parents are upset about this, because it seems to me that you'd want your kid to go to a school that doesn't have a drug problem, and you'd be encouraged by the fact that, you know, that police are on hand if students need them, or if a dog is just simply scanning the building. I mean, doesn't that seem like a good thing to most parents, or no? Why is that?
Well, listen, obviously drugs do not belong in schools, and there are some very dangerous substances that are out there right now, and I think that awareness does need to, you know, rise on this. But what would be an effective way of reducing the risk to our children? I don't know if parents are locking up their pharmaceuticals, and we've heard a lot from the students that they're under tremendous amount of stress, that there's a lot of abuse now of Adderall and other substances that are used to treat ADHD. And, you know, the first step might be have parents locking up, you know, the pharmaceuticals in their homes so their children can't have access to them.
You mentioned before, just one last thing, I'm sorry, Mary, you mentioned before unreasonable search and seizure. Doesn't a dog striking a positive inside of a locker or even a police officer seeing something inside of your car, doesn't that often justify cause? Isn't that allow that law enforcement official to then go forward? It wouldn't be unconstitutional, right, for a dog to identify something.
Well, it depends on the circumstances. That really is a very, you know, a complex area of law. I do know that there are more rights based on what I've seen so far, looking at some of the case law out of the Supreme Court, for drivers during traffic stops than there are for a lot of children in schools. But I really question the effectiveness of this. And also, I think it's causing some alarm in the community. So far, we don't have any specific information about which substances are a concern, where it is. There may very well be a concentration of concern within the county, and parents do not know what that is. I will say, you know, anyone can become addicted to an illegal substance or even a legal substance. And we've certainly seen that, you know, there's Betty Ford and there's even Rush Limbaugh. And, you know, in the county, it seems like, I don't want to actually point out any particular school, but according to a lot of what people are saying, you know, the schools that may be most at risk are schools where children have a lot more cash on hand. And so it's not, it may not be what you think. It may not be what people assume. It could be that what we really need to do is do some more outreach to the parents in those schools, have more training of parents, reach out to them, and look at this from a treatment perspective. Because children in Virginia, if they're convicted of a felony, they have a lifetime record. So, you know, I think that we should step back and take a look at this and figure out, you know, how do we problem solve this in an effective way that's going to have better outcomes.
All right, Juliet Hisney, thank you for joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a good morning. All right, so it's 8:15 now on WMAL, which means it's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, the latest incident, unfortunately, is going to be on Interstate 95. If you're heading south from the ICC to the Beltway, it's right in between here at 212, and looks like still a lot of fire equipment at the scene here, so slowly working around southbound 95 near 212 prior to the Beltway. Now, once on the Beltway, it has been a tough go at it this morning. We've had two separate incidents on the outer loop between New Hampshire and University, and those have been cleared. But the inner loop side, the crash at University Boulevard over to the shoulder, gives us big delays coming off of both 270 and around from Old Georgetown Road through Bethesda. So plan for that. Also, you want to plan for the water main repairs near Joint Base Andrews on Allentown Road between Route 5 Branch Avenue and Off Road. One lane gets by each direction using the eastbound lanes. Again, that's on Allentown Road. And major repairs need to be done to that road there. Also plan for 301 Bowie northbound in delays even before you get to Central Avenue. To go beyond Central Avenue to Mitchellville Road, scene of the crash is the shoulder getting by. And hang on, Virginia, trying to get you off the greenway and onto the toll road, but it's very slow this morning. Yes, sun glare definitely a factor, but also it's the crash eastbound reported after Hunter Mill Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today sun and clouds are going to be mixed with a slight chance of a rain shower, high of 78 degrees. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy skies this evening, which will give way to occasional showers overnight, a low near 60. And then tomorrow a few showers early with overcast skies later in the day, a high of 68. Right now, in the nation's capital, is 69 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL.
Looking for a home improvement company in Northern Virginia that you can trust? This is Chris Plant. I recommend Roofing & More for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing & More.
That time of year, prom season.
Just a touch past.
It always fascinates me that it's no longer the prom. Now it's just prom. It's become British somehow. We dropped the. So prom is upon us. And nowadays, everyone goes to the prom. Whether you're friends, whatever it happens to be, everybody goes to the prom. And parents spend a ridiculous amount of money on this, which brings me to Philadelphia. Which is interesting because this is the north part of Philadelphia. And this mom decided to have a block party, pre-prom party for her son. Because, you know, the prom isn't extravagant enough now. It's like a wedding nowadays. But the prom isn't extravagant enough. So she had a pre-prom block party. Her son, Johnny Eden Jr., he is apparently Muslim, and she is not. So she wanted to honor his religion. So she threw a block party that was a Dubai-themed party with a camel. Not one, but two luxury cars to take him and his three dates to the prom.
Three dates?
He had six custom-made suits. So I guess he did two dress changes with each date. And food for the block. She put out $25,000 for this.
In fairness, that kind of seems like a deal to get a camel involved. Where do you find a camel in Philadelphia?
It's Philly. I don't know. I have no idea.
Just camels walking around.
Yeah, she said, I was trying to honor my son because he's such a good kid. He is graduating with 3.8 grade point average, which is fantastic, from the Simon Gratz Mastery Charter School. And he said, at first, I was like, it's too much. I don't like a lot of attention, but it's worth it. It was epic, man. I had my family out here. That's all I really cared about was my family being here. My mom, she did her thing.
At what point did he think to himself, this is too much? This is a little too much.
I think the camel pretty much was the over the top.
The camel and the three dates. Yeah. I'm sure he wasn't. No, that was fine. The three dates are fine. Everything else, though, that's way too much for me for prom.
And now this mom did, over the last couple of years, she had a stroke. She had cancer and beat it. And she said, I was on my deathbed a few years ago, and my son took it really hard. And, you know, Allah got him through it. She says he's Muslim. I am not. But that's what got him through it. So that's why she wanted to do the Dubai thing for him.
So she sent him to prom as Prince Ali, literally kicking in the gates of the kingdom in Aladdin.
Now, prom is crazy. It has gotten crazy, out of control, insane. And I think there's a lot of young people who are going to go to their wedding now and wonder how come there's no camel at it. It pales in comparison to the prom. And our very own Victoria here was telling us about her promposal, which is now a thing because, God forbid, a boy just ask a girl to go to the dance. It now has to come with skydivers and everything else. So, Victoria, regale us with the story of your
promposal.
Yeah,
how are you promposed to?
So, I was promposed on the day of my senior picnic. So my entire senior class was there in front of like 500 people. And all of a sudden, all these ambulances and fire trucks show up. Ooh. And I assumed someone got hurt. And so we were like, there was a crowd gathering. And a 30-foot banner dropped that said prom. And my boyfriend at the time got down on one knee.
Oh, dear
Lord.
Was
like, prom? But I was so excited about the fire trucks. I was also like, yeah! And I ran towards the fire trucks.
Uh-huh.
But he was able to do that because his father is the battalion chief in Montgomery County. So he really pulled through. It was pretty epic.
That is epic.
Now, yeah. What do you expect for an actual real In Life Matters proposal?
Well, I kind of want my proposal to be kind of intimate and small compared to that. That was kind of embarrassing, to be honest.
A little more humble. I do like that the reaction was to sprint towards the shiny object, though. The fire truck arrives, and your reaction is like, just running after the fire truck. That's exactly the way I think most women respond to the marriage proposal, which is, oh, my God, the ring. Oh, yeah, you're behind it, but there's a ring in front of me.
It's so exciting.
Out of control, just out of control. And you keep in touch with him?
Yeah, he's like one of my best friends.
Well,
now.
That's good because I think a lot of guys go through this huge thing in high school and they don't talk to each other once they graduate. So that's good to hear.
Right on. It was a 5-alarm promposal. Congratulations. 8:22 on WMAL.
Clients in Chicago, but you're based in LA? With GoToMeeting, you can meet like you're there even when you're miles apart. GoToMeeting's one-click access, HD live webcam, and screen sharing capabilities will help you meet with success no matter where you are. Start free at GoToMeeting.com.
It's more than monuments. What happens when Alexandria votes to become a sanctuary city? What happens when Fairfax County mandates transgender bathrooms? What happens when Arlington raises the minimum wage to $15 an hour or tries to limit your gun rights? Who's going to fight for you? Not the Democrats and not Ed Gillespie. Because Ed Gillespie said he won't interfere when left-wing local politicians push a radical agenda. Who's on our side? Corey Stewart for governor. Why? Stewart's got the record of making it happen. Lower taxes, far below inflation, a solid record on jobs and economic growth. Crack down hard on illegal aliens. Corey Stewart, a man of action, a fighter for us, a winner.
I'm Corey Stewart. My conservative record speaks for itself. That's why I approve this ad and ask for your vote.
Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight. The experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for governor.
Sometimes an idea is so great, it's timeless. Take the wheel, for example. Thousands of years old and the design is still as perfect as ever. At Kaiser Permanente, we have our own timeless idea that the best way to stay healthy is to not get sick in the first place. It's why we're number one in screenings for breast cancer and for controlling high blood pressure. By catching and managing conditions early, we have a better chance at a healthy future. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring the right people for your growing business. That means finding the right candidates with a powerful suite of tools. Tools that are easy to use and get the job done quickly. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Simple. Set up screener questions to help you find more qualified candidates. Simple. Review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews from a user-friendly dashboard on your phone, tablet, or desktop. Simple. Indeed is hiring made simple. And simple works. An independent study proves 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it keeps going. We're busy here. Virginia on the outer loop of the Beltway in Tysons. Watch for the delays over to I-66. We had the incident in the express lanes. On the toll road, we're jammed coming off the Greenway this morning. Had the accident after Hunter Mill Road. 66, been a lot of the sun glare delays this morning. Also 95 as you push out of Newington and Springfield. Delays? See, very little break on the 395 to the 14th Street Bridge for your planning purposes. We did have the accident at Landmark. That has been cleared. Now, Maryland, Interloop, leaving Bethesda. The delays before Old Georgetown Road, and as you come off the 270 to go past Connecticut Avenue. Well, beyond that, we had the crash at University Boulevard. Yep, on the Interloop side, which is cleared. South on Maryland 95 before the Beltway crash was along the right side. Update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Upper level O is going to hang around to our north. Still spinning a northwesterly breeze, a mix of clouds and sunshine, and just a few showers possible today. 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Oh, yeah. Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees. It's 826.
One of my favorite authors has to be Dr. Seuss. Who does not love Dr. Seuss, right? You grew up with Dr. Seuss. I grew up with Dr. Seuss when I was a kid.
He's all right.
I just loved getting a new Dr. Seuss book as a child. It was a precursor to my dork days later on. But the Dr. Seuss Museum, the official Dr. Seuss Museum, is opening on Saturday to the public in Springfield, Massachusetts, which is where Theodore Geisel grew up. It's in his hometown, as I said, of Springfield, Massachusetts, and I got his name right, Theodore. The first floor of the museum is really geared towards kids. It's interactive. It features games, and they have climbable statues of characters from the book Horton, from Horton Hears a Who, the stack of turtles from Yertle the Turtle, Thing One and Thing Two from The Cat in the Hat. I want to go here so badly. They are also his boyhood, childhood as bedroom from his boyhood home, his grandparents' bakery and brewery. Apparently, his grandparents had a bakery and a brewery, because why not? And different rooms painted in all different hues. The second floor has all of his 117 bow ties on collection and the actual furnishings and knickknacks from his studio, which was in California. I want to go there.
And I'm sure a disturbing cat to give you a big tour of the museum. 8:28 on WMAL.
Not in a house, not with a mouse. I would not eat them here or there. I would not eat them anywhere. I would not eat green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam, I am.
This radio show is brought to you by the company that built the fundamental technology and everything you love about your phone. From download speeds, to video, to voice recognition, to security, to GPS. None of it would work the way you count on without Qualcomm getting there first, then sharing it with the world. Yeah, Qualcomm did all that. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shop the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-457-1337. That's 1-800-457-1337. 1-800-457-1337. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
The president's on a tweet storm this morning, and Larry Kudlow is coming by. Mere moments away here on WMAL as we dive right into the news. Thank you.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Montgomery County Police are looking for suspects in the shooting deaths of two people in Montgomery Village late last night. The names of the victims have not been released yet. It all happened on Gallery Court, police say, about 10:45 last night. The two victims were found in a car parked on that street. British police now say the third London attacker was a man named Youssef Zagba. They say he was not on any police or intelligence radar. Much of the area around London Bridge remains cordoned off this morning following Saturday night's deadly knife attack. Is the president's executive order on immigration a travel ban or not?
White House aides have tried to avoid calling it a travel ban, but not so President Trump, who tweeted late last night, "That's right, we need a travel ban for certain dangerous countries, not some politically correct term that won't help us protect our people," end quote. It's not directly related to Mr. Trump's post-terror attack differences with London's mayor, Sadiq Khan, but Khan remains a critic of the travel ban idea. And a few days after the attack, Khan says the president's planned visit to the UK should be scrapped. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is joining a coalition of governors who say they are committed to meeting the goals of the Paris Climate Agreement. McAuliffe says Virginia is joining the U.S. Climate Alliance, a bipartisan group started by the governors of California, New York, and Washington. The governor's announcement comes the week after President Trump said he's withdrawing the U.S. from the Paris Agreement. Today's the deadline to request an absentee ballot by mail for next week's Virginia primary. The State Department of Elections says applications for an absentee ballot in the mail must be received by 5 p.m. today. That request can be sent in either by mail, fax, or email. The deadline to absentee vote in person is 5 p.m. on Saturday. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 21,184. The Nasdaq at 62.96. Sports, the Nats beat the Dodgers. The O's had the night off. They host the Pirates tonight. Nashville takes game four of the Stanley Cup Finals. WNBA, the Mystics, take on Dallas tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Largo and Reston Tuesday, June 6th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, this is Larry O'Connor, and I met Dirk over at EMP 180. We have something in common. We both met our empowered weight, thanks to them, and we're talking about our experiences. I like to research everything. I read all the stuff, and it all makes scientific sense, why it works.
And our very first appointment, that was sort of getting them to pass, getting us to accept the program, how your body works, the chemical dependencies and so forth. That's actually what sold me on the program. And it's data heavy, as you know. Every week, you get a whole string of data about your body.
Yeah, even, I don't know about you, but there were a couple of weeks where I would gain a pound or two, but It turned out I was gaining muscle. Lost fat. Yeah. I was actually in better shape.
Exactly.
But if you don't have that kind of support, if you don't have that analysis, you just check a bathroom scale. It's like, oh, man, gained weight. This is terrible.
No, exactly. That's why it works.
Straight from us to you, it absolutely works. EMP180 Weight Loss. That's EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call them 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
Ed Gillespie is the conservative who can win in November. Gillespie's running for governor to cut Virginia income tax rates for the first time in 45 years. It's a bold plan to put money back in the pockets of Virginia families while creating over 53,000 private sector jobs. Ed Gillespie helped write The Contract with America and started three successful businesses. He knows what it takes to put our economy back on top.
This is Ed Gillespie. Virginia should be first in the nation when it comes to economic growth and job creation. My policies will help get us there. Across-the-board tax cuts will help working families and help small businesses hire new workers. I'm Ed Gillespie, and I respectfully ask for your vote on June 13 so I can get to work creating good-paying jobs.
On June 13th, vote for Ed Gillespie, the conservative who can win. A governor for all Virginians, paid for by Ed Gillespie for Governor.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Are you tired of the liberal media lies, propaganda, and cover-ups? Do what I did. Go to mrcsticker.com and get a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker from the Media Research Center. That's mrcsticker.com.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Through town, DC 295 south after Benning. Crash cleanup was continuing northbound. Almost a continuous delay as you're coming off the Beltway toward the Naval Research Lab. Whether you're going onto the inbound Douglas Bridge or the 11th Street Bridge, just a lot of volume there. Also, I've been watching closely here this trip on the Clara Barton Parkway, heading up toward Canal Road and the Chain Bridge. Just a lot of volume. DDOT crews tell me they're not working anything. Also, Chainbridge Road is extremely slow, essentially from the GW Parkway down to the Chainbridge. If you can, I would avoid that. GW Parkway and near the overlooks, off and on down to the Key Bridge, slowing. Now, problems on the Beltway. Interloop in Maryland. Interloop at University Boulevard, crash gone. We're still bunched up in Bethesda. Outer Loop, new problem near River Road. Crews are responding to the crash. And 395 southbound. Just keep alert. Have an unexpected slam on the brakes here southbound at Duke Street with debris cleanup along the right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild morning, but won't go up too much by this afternoon. We'll still stay below average at 78 degrees. Northwesterly flow, cloud, sunshine in the sky, and maybe a few raindrops. Just a slight chance of showers. Overnight, a little better chance of a few showers. We'll fall back to about 60. Showers on Wednesday morning, then cloudy Wednesday afternoon. 68. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Arlington, 68 in Bethesda, 69 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Media Research Center. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning, 837 now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. And, you know, there's a lot of talking going on, but there's also a lot of tweeting going on, Mary Walter. And it's the President of the United States, of course. Everybody, just congratulations, surprise, the President's tweeting this morning. He was tweeting through the night, actually, 11 hours ago. He started tweeting about the travel ban that he keeps referring to over and over and over and over again. He keeps saying, it's the travel ban. I love, you know, we need a travel ban. He tweeted last night, that's right. We need a travel ban for certain dangerous countries, not some politically correct term that won't help us protect our people. They want, he's serious about this for a number of reasons, but remember, the latest version of the travel ban, which he tweeted about yesterday as a watered-down version, had six Muslim-majority countries in it, many of whom have had people who have been prosecuted within the United States for plotting acts of terrorism, people who've been prosecuted in the U.S. So it's not made up. It's not invented. The people who actually come from those countries, and originally he had seven countries, including Saudi Arabia. That changed. Originally he had seven countries listed. He put six countries down. And so now he's still defending it, and he's really upset about it because he feels like I could have had this travel ban all along, and yet the courts are holding it up for politically correct reasons.
And the list, remember, the original list was put together by the Obama administration. I believe there were 13 countries on the original list. Well, there were more than maybe 9 countries, but there were more countries on the original list put out by the Obama administration.
Not Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia was always the exception. Iraq was the one that got exempted in the new version.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is, the left is saying, and these rulings were made because the judges took into consideration that President Trump said during the campaign, and they tried to discern his motives based on things that he said during the campaign, which, as we all know, is ludicrous, right? So Judge Andrew Napolitano, though, asks a really interesting question. He said, well, if you're going to, and he was on Fox talking about this, he said, if you're going to take into consideration the things that candidate Trump said during the election, should we then not take into consideration things that, maybe Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said during the election? Because she went out there and she said some things about President Trump, and she called him, at the time he was a candidate, she called him a faker. She talked about his ego. She said he was inconsistent. And of course, President Trump tweeted back at her and said that Justice Ginsburg of the U.S. Supreme Court has embarrassed all by making very dumb political statements about me. Her mind is shot, resign. And Judge Napolitano also pointed out that if she were not a Supreme Court justice, she would be required by a Supreme Court ruling to recuse herself. But none of those things apply to the Supreme Court. They're the only ones who can decide that. So it's really interesting that if they do take this into consideration, doesn't the Trump administration then have a case to say, well, she should have recused herself.
She's got her own history, yes. The notorious RBG.
So this thing is not going to be as, I think, straightforward as some people think it's going to be.
Next up in Trump's tweets this morning, he's talking about, he retweeted Fox and Friends because Ted Cruz said that Trump's air traffic control plan announced yesterday is a win-win for Democrats and Republicans. So that's a simple retweet from the president there. Another retweet is another Fox and Friends item. Fox News alert, ISIS claims responsibility for the hostage siege in Melbourne, Australia that killed one person and injured 3 cops. Again, just, the president reinforcing that, ISIS, bad people and terrorists that we have to deal with here.
You had brought up an excellent point earlier. When you talk about these terror attacks, there are some countries that don't have terror attacks, and you brought up Japan. Have you noticed there wasn't a subway one, but that was from a religious group. But there wasn't there a subway gas attack about 5 or 6 years ago, and that was some fringe weird religious group and I think it was in Japan.
It was in Tokyo.
It was in Japan.
Attack.
But for the most part, Japan doesn't have these problems. Why? They're an island, which clearly helps, although it doesn't help Australia that much. But Australia, you don't see a lot of these attacks.
Yeah, they have a Muslim ban, I think exactly
in Japan.
How it works?
Oh, okay. still, I think
obviously,
also,
I mean they're monochromatic. They're like one culture, Japanese.
So diversity lack of diversity is working for them.
Lack of diversity is their strength, apparently.
But I would also think, though, just being an island nation in and of itself probably helps.
Yeah, it's harder to get to.
Right. Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
Also, Trump tweeting today, 2 hours ago now, big meeting today with Republican leadership concerning tax cuts and health care. We are all pushing hard. Must get it right. That's next up for him. And they're big on that. The health care bill, they have something out of the House. It's not clear the Senate's even going to take up the original health care bill from the House. They're going to write their own and see if they can't meet somewhere in the middle.
Can they do this? Does Vince Colonese think they can do this?
I think it's an aspirational measure. I think that they really felt like they needed to do something to prove to their constituents that they were repealing Obamacare. But getting it across the finish line and putting it on the president's desk is a very tall task, especially in a Senate where they do have a filibuster. Unless they nuke that filibuster entirely, it's going to be very challenging.
So they're trying to prove to us that they deserve our vote, that we did the right thing, and they're pretty much going to fail miserably at it.
For now, they're trying to get what they can accomplish before 2018, because once the Democrats run out the clock, 2018 is going to be all, it's an election year. You don't get anything done in an election.
And that's exactly the game that's being played. They're running out the clock, and they're masters at running out the clock.
Trump saved his final tweets this morning for attacking the press. The fake mainstream media working so hard trying to get me not to use social media, he says. And he also went after specific outlets, CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, The Washington Post, The New York Times. If he had relied on them, he would have had zero chance of winning. 8:43 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life. And it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Inova. Join the future of health.
It's 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Make it go away. Boy, we have a lot of delays out here on 270. Now, as you come out of Gaithersburg and Rockville, continuous onto the spur, crash near River Road. On the inner loop near Old Georgetown Road through Bethesda, had the earlier accident activity in Silver Spring on the Beltway inner loop, which caused those delays. Oh, it looks like lanes are open now. Maryland 95 southbound as you approach 212 prior to the Beltway. So a little bit of positive news there, and the pace definitely improving. Still have the delays on 301 in Bowie, northbound. This is an unusual backup, so if you normally take 301 north, north of 214 Central Avenue, allow extra time, tractor-trailer accident cleanup with just the shoulder getting by. Also, water main break and road repairs ongoing near Joint Base Andrews on Allentown Road between Route 5, that's Branch Avenue, and Auth Road. One lane each direction gets by using the eastbound lanes. And 395 off the Beltway to Duke Street, crash cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild morning, but won't go up too much by this afternoon. We'll still stay below average at 78 degrees. Northwesterly flow, clouds, sunshine in the sky, and maybe a few raindrops. Just a slight chance of showers. Overnight, a little better chance of a few showers. We'll fall back to about 60. Showers on Wednesday morning, then cloudy Wednesday afternoon, 68. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
All right, currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees, 8:46 here.
Well, Americans are arming themselves. Now, this is, we think we hear this. We say it's not a new story, remember? That we've had year after year, you say, oh, gun sales are up because people were so afraid of the Obama administration enacting gun control. And then
I think it was racism was the signature purpose that people were buying guns,
absolutely,
right?
Well, of course, because we when in doubt, racism. In 2016, gun sales were up because people were afraid. They wrote said, well, gun sales are up because people are afraid that Hillary was going to become president, and what was Hillary going to do? She was going to enact all sorts of gun control.
Not any favors for gun owners, that's for sure.
No, but that was not racism. That was misogyny and the Russians.
Right.
Well, the FBI just reported that the number of gun sales background checks for May was the highest ever for any May.
Wow.
1,942,677 background checks for gun sales in May alone. That's almost 2 million.
Good for America.
Yep. And it's a trend that will make 2017 the first or second highest year for gun sales. The question is, it's not racism, it's not misogyny. What is it?
It's terrorism, I think, in part. I mean, if you look around the world, you know, if you have three terror attacks in the last 3 months in the UK, not to mention countless others that just pop up in the news all the time, especially the Middle East, where we feel like terrorism goes off, you know, barely a hiccup in the American press because it's just so common there. You see stories like that, and your reaction is, do I just, like, kind of blandly respond to this? Or do at some point do I decide, like, hey, maybe I should defend my family? Maybe I should, like, I don't know, buy a gun or two and just and have it. It's totally worth it. Easy way to protect my family. Kind of take it into your own hands. I think that's sort of a reasonable response and is one that a lot of people are having, I think, as a logical matter. They're just having now. So it is interesting to me. You know, I thought gun sales would not hit the record highs again because, at least for a while, because Trump is a pro-gun president. And the fear that you're going to miss your opportunity to get the weapon of your choice that had existed under Obama had kind of subsided under Trump. But it's interesting to see these numbers be as high as they are.
So instead of the UK's version of run, hide, tell, you're saying it's the American version of draw, aim, shoot.
Yeah.
That's why. See, and I'm going to disagree with you. I think it's because with the rising seas and the unfettered climate change, the no climate control, and seas will be rising and we're going to have food shortages, that it's going to be, you know, Armageddon. And so liberals are arming themselves in order to protect themselves from the horrors that is the Trump presidency.
Oh, well, I saw a trend piece, I think, after the election. It's not in front of me, but minorities arming themselves in wake of Trump election. Well, good for them. I mean, I can't believe it took you so long to think of it, but that sounds like racism.
No, not at all. How dare you exercise your white privilege, Vince?
So you're right. The rising seas, that's probably the issue.
As the
tide comes in, you're going to need something to shoot at it with.
Now, one of the nation's largest gun stores is Hyatt Guns in Charlotte, North Carolina, and they say sales are up, and they agree with you. They say it's in reaction to safety concerns. Oh, that could be with me, too. They could agree with me as well. They say we're continuing to see brisk sales of self-defense and concealed carry firearms. We're also continuing to see new gun buyers. And I'm with you. I think it's great that people, I'm a big fan of self-reliance and personal responsibility. And taking care of your own safety instead of relying on someone else to do it is the ultimate in personal responsibility and control.
Look, we all talked about the heroism of the cop in the UK with the baton fighting off these bad guys. But if he had a gun, things would have been very different very, very quickly.
Yeah, people are nervous about their safety, and rightly so. It's a dangerous world we live in, according to Hyatt Guns in Charlotte, North Carolina. And American citizens know that we are not immune to terrorist attacks.
8:51.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Looking to lose weight? Well, a new study says it's good to be a loner. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Just about everyone likes to go out, have dinner with their friends, maybe have a glass of wine, some dessert. But for some people trying to lose or maintain weight, the temptation to overeat is stronger when eating in a social setting. That's the finding of a new report by the American Heart Association. Researchers followed 150 people, mostly women, for a year. Here's what they found. The chance of a diet lapse was about 60% greater when eating with others or in a restaurant. The take-home here is that it's also better to eat at home. If you're going to eat out, consider splitting or skipping appetizers and desserts. My favorite piece of advice, in fact, before you even start eating your entree, ask for a to-go container. Put half of your meal in there. Eat it later. You'll be glad you did. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458, 800-481-1458, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Greta is a drill instructor.
Move, move, move!
Yes, ma'am!
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
Drop and give me 3,000!
But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
I got nothing.
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Buy one, get one, 25% off. No limits at thewindowman.com. Thewindowman.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. Thewindowman.com educates, you decide. Double hung, casement, slider, grids, color, low E, entirely up to you. And throughout June, buy one, get one 25% off. Buy five, get five 25% off. Buy 10, get 10 25% off. Or choose no payments until November. Schedule your free estimate. 703-978-9888. CS for financing, payment, and buy one, get one 25% off details.
Are high real estate commissions stopping you from selling your home? Intelligent sellers are avoiding high real estate commissions and going with a smarter approach. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $7 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at wilsonrealtygroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's wilsonrealtygroup.com.
What does Advance Auto Parts have to offer? Plenty. Like a rewards program called Speed Perks that gets you $20 off your next purchase when you spend $100 or more. What doesn't Advance Auto Parts have to offer? The recipe to your favorite dish from your favorite restaurant that's been closed for 5 years. So forget that gooey, double-stuffed lasagna and check out Advance Auto Parts rewards program Speed Perks and get $20 off your next purchase when you spend $100 or more. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. See an Advance team member or go to speedperks.com to sign up.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update sponsored by Spot Hero in McLean, 123 Dolly Madison Boulevard at Old Dominion Drive. Watch for police direct through that intersection with the crash. Around the Beltway, still quite slow, leaving Springfield through Annandale, Tyson's, off and onto the Legion Bridge, off the Greenway and onto the toll road through Herndon and Reston. Still with the volume. We had two separate accidents on the toll road, which leaves us with these lingering delays, so just expect that a little bit slower than normal. On 270 out of Germantown onto the spur, below speed that entire trip, had the crash out a little near River Road. And again, a reminder with the water main repairs, Allentown Road between Route 5, Branch Avenue, and Off Road, only one lane will get you by in each direction. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More chances of just a few showers here as upper level low pressure spins to our north and northwesterly breeze, fairly light. And a few clouds this morning, clouds and sun this afternoon. Anytime it could pop a shower, 78. Occasional showers, 60 tonight. A few showers early tomorrow, then cloudy, 68 once again. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
All right, now in the nation's capital, 70 degrees, 8:56.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes, ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits, working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality, and providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
I can't stand wimps.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
Now, I'm not talking about people. I mean wimpy air conditioning. The airflow's weak, just isn't cold. Then there's strange smells and odd noises. Don't get me started. Why let it limp through another triple-digit summer when my stand-up guys can come whip it into shape for you? See, I'm talking hat blowing, sweat evaporating, frostbite on your nose kind of cool. And the best part is, a Snell Deluxe AC tune-up is only $79. Our repair Repair works guaranteed, and all parts and equipment have ironclad warranties. No wimps in my operation. Now let's bring some cool. And by the way, if Snell tunes up your air conditioner and it breaks down any time this summer, we'll come back out for free. Putting the AC into DC. Yeah, because when it comes to cranking up the cool, my stand-up guys always put it over the top.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
At Mattress Warehouse, they make the mattress buying process easier and more efficient with BedMatch. It only takes a few minutes to find mattresses that offer the perfect support for you and your body. Their professional sales staff can find a mattress for any type of sleeper that's comfortable, supportive, and affordable. If you're not getting the best overall sleep experience, go to Mattress Warehouse, using science, not pressure, to help you find the perfect bed. SleepHappens.com. That's SleepHappens.com.
Need garage door repair? Visit GarageDoorRepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So, one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
All right, the President of the United States meeting with members of Congress today a couple times, having dinner with them, all hoping to push that agenda forward. We're going to find out whether or not they can succeed at all.
Good for him reaching across lines.
That's, yeah, he's trying. Yeah. And Chris Plant also trying to reach across some lines here.
Yeah, I'll reach across your line.
I'm calling HR.
You know what that means.
Already? Well, I haven't even got my T's out yet. This is unbelievable. It's the earliest they've been called, I think, ever. Oh, in my case, anyway. Well, really nothing to talk.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville. Calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.